I, the bank, at, the balance at the bank tells me how really popular I am.
That's true. That's the bottom line, right?
Yeah, that's, that tells me if I'm really, really popular. But I never listen to the things. In fact, I very rarely even read any reviews that come out on Chubby Checker.
Really?
I just don't even read them.
They're pretty good ones. I've got a list of reviews here, and they're all pretty good.
I don't read them because I might start trying to change something that people already like. And so he doesn't do that anymore. It's because I read an article that said it wasn't good, and that was only one person's opinion.
Hmm. You know, a few years ago, I had the pleasure of speaking with Dick Clark, and he told me that his wife was involved in your nickname. Tell us about how that evolved.
Well, I was working in the poultry market, and my boss knew one of the songwriters at Cameo Parkway, and Dick Clark needed someone to do some impressions for him because he was doing a Christmas card, and the theme of his Christmas card was Jingle Bells, and he needed Fats Domino, and he needed the Coasters, and he needed, and he needed Elvis Presley, and he needed the Chipmunks to help him to do this recording. And my boss suggested to the songwriter, who was a friend of his, that why don't you let Chubby do it? So I went to the studio and was very, very nervous, and I sat down at the piano and I was doing one of my Fats Domino songs. By the way, who's still my favorite singer. And I was doing one of Fats Domino's songs. Very nice, pretty lady came in, and she came in the studio. She says, "You're Chubby." I said, "I'm Chubby." She says, "Chubby Checker, like Fats Domino." And she was Mrs. Dick Clark.
Wow.
My life sort of changed after that. After that, the company, so they started putting money behind my little projects and making records with me. And about a year and a half later, before I graduated high school, we recorded The Twist.